This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, back to furniture, as Sam promised. It is one of the few overall sectors to see prices go down over the past year, 3.7% if you're curious. Our case study today is IKEA, one of the biggest furniture retailers in the world. The Swedish shop has been cutting prices on budget staples like the Billy bookcase and Kallax storage cubes. And executives say those price rollbacks are going to continue, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
That weird supply and demand shock of the pandemic hit furniture sales harder than a sleep-deprived person stumbling into the corner of their bed the first morning of daylight savings. First, there was the pivot to work from home in 2020, says Marisa Ortega, a retail analyst at Mintel. Then, in 2021, with record low mortgage rates, a lot of people upsized their homes.
And, you know, that require to fill more spaces in a home, more pieces for another living room and another bathroom.
That intense demand has subsided as mortgage rates have soared.
If people are not buying houses, there is less need to shop for furniture and home decor.
At the same time, supply pressures, like shipping costs, have also eased. Most furniture is imported, says Michael Brown, a partner with Kearney Consulting.
Coming in on ships that were very, very expensive, and that quickly dissipated.
He says IKEA has been uniquely positioned to save thanks to its clean, modern designs, which are also more efficient to manufacture and transport.
There's not a lot of waste. There's not a lot of shapes. They're all pretty straight cuts, you know, all connected by similar hardware.
Transportation and materials make up the bulk of furniture costs, which is why the spike in prices was transitory, says Gregory Dacko, chief economist at EY.
Meanwhile, on the services sector, you still have that labor component that remains quite expensive and that continues to put upward pressure on services prices.
Labor isn't a big part of the cost of furniture, Dacko said, especially at IKEA, which is why you've got to pull the items from that big old warehouse yourself and assemble them with nothing but an Allen wrench and some Swedish swear words. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.